Now, keeping with the theme here, it is, of course, Halloween. So we sent our producer, Brent Bachman, back to school for an unusual anthropology class.
At George Mason University, Anthropology 396 is called simply Zombies. And last week's lecture was titled...
Title today's lecture, what do we want? Brains! When do we want it? Brains!
The guy behind the class is Professor Jeffrey Mance, and he says zombies are pretty hot right now.
Zombies are on fire.
In a huge auditorium, Professor Mance is mic'd, lecturing to an audience of a couple hundred students.
And on the other hand, this class didn't result merely because I had an interest in it. It resulted from the students constantly pestering me about it for the last 2 years.
So, when Professor Mance created his zombie class this fall, he thought he'd get about 50 students.
I got 50 within a few days, and pretty soon we had 235, so they just came in hordes.
Like zombies?
Like zombies.
So, Professor Mance built his curriculum. And it may sound like an easy A elective, but the syllabus is actually pretty rigorous. Students have to read texts like The Political Lives of Dead Bodies, Reburial, and Post-Socialist Change. And sometimes the course is more like a history class.
Zombies has an interesting history in the Caribbean. A zombie is historically a slave. It's somebody who's possessed. It has myriad meanings in the Haitian context, but...
So that's where you can trace zombies back to Haiti and the idea of Haitian voodoo, where subjects were put into a mindless trance and controlled. And that's pretty much what zombies were in American culture. Until...
Beginning in 1968, you see a shift that takes place with Romero's Night of the Living Dead.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
And now zombies are essentially walking ghouls, the kinds of figures that you would see in, like, Michael Jackson's Thriller video or something.
Maybe not. The unburied dead seeking human victims.
Professor Mance says zombies changed from mindless ghouls into something more sinister during the Cold War, when everyone had nuclear annihilation on the mind.
Concerns about radiation and radiological objects falling back to Earth. So you have Night of the Living Dead, which is a reflection of those anxieties and fears put on the screen. At the time, that film was regarded as the most terrifying film ever made. There's a particular scene where, you know, you see a daughter devouring her father, you know, then attacking her mother, stabbing her viciously.
So in his class, Professor Mance played that scene from Night of the Living Dead. And you'll notice right here, everyone laughs. They think the old zombies from 1968 are mostly funny. But this? The same 230 students watching a modern zombie movie. 28 days later. Total silence. Then when the modern zombies attack, they're fast, vicious, and terrifying. And Professor Mance says there's a reason for that.
That more or less reflects another kind of social phenomena associated with the digital age, with globalization, with things speeding up, the hyperspeed of the internet.
In other words, if everything else is fast, why shouldn't zombies be too? And students seem to prefer those zombies. It's a fast world they live in, after all.
Can we sit down?
Yeah, we can sit down. I think the faster ones, I guess, are more terrifying.
Savannah Hughes, she's the only master student in the class.
Especially people nowadays are so attached to, like, texting on their phones, and they walk around, like, run into, like, street signs, like they're, like, a type of zombie. So that's kind of terrifying, too.
I was not graded for my day in class, but Professor Mance did send me off with a list of 8 things you need to know about zombies. I'll just read one here. This is item 7. Most will eat you if you get too close. In fact, a large proportion of those who study zombies argue that they are basically a metaphor for consumption. So if zombies represent how we are when we are at our worst, say shopping for DVD players on Black Friday, we should be very afraid.
That's producer Brent Bachman. You can read Professor Mance's full list of the 8 things everyone needs to know about zombies. It's at npr.org.